to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. It's amazing to see how everyone has come together and united as one. You are what democracy looks like! Just like our previous leaders, forefathers, all strive to attain one goal, to be treated as equal, to have the same rights. Irrelevant of colour, gender, religion, or social status. We need to use our voices and our resources in our democracy, or what they call democracy nowadays, because sometimes I'm not even sure. We need to stand up to people like Trump in power and say, we will not tolerate your inhumane values to divide us and inhumanize us. 14 years since 9/11, we talk about over 3,000 Americans that fell on that day, including men, women and children, Jews, Christians and Muslims. But what about the hundreds of thousands and millions of people that are suffering on the other side of the world because of our taxpayers' money? Other than seeing how our leaders behave in a and no matter what I can't describe, we should have leaders that are proud to stand and say we will stand with refugees and we will help them get on their feet and we will get them to become contributing members of our society and economy. Because after all, that was what America was built on. America was built on immigrants. So I stand here as an unapologetic Yemeni Muslim British, born and raised in Sheffield, and I refuse to respect an administration who won an election off the backs of African Americans, Mexicans, women and Muslim people. Donald Trump is not anti-war, and as a leader he has shown no remorse, no respect for the millions of people that are suffering on the other side of the world. Donald Trump has not shown any remorse for his actions, and we have labelled us as undocumented immigrants, terrorists. Donald Trump is a fascist, a racist, a sexist, and a punicarnation of Adolf Hitler. Your enemy is not the refugees. Your enemy is the person who made him a refugee. And no matter, and I'm here today for the truth, and I'm here for justice, and that we will not give in, and we will not lose. And my last message is left for you, Theresa the Pepiza. Stop looking so weak and stop showing us you have no character. Challenge racism and challenge fascism and misogyny. And get out, if you can't stand up for that, get out of power. Thank you.
Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here.
And I think that's really important, because I don't know if people know that it's a national campaign today which is called One Day Without Us. And this is the campaign that says, what would our country be like if we didn't have refugees or immigrants in this country? This country was built by waves of immigration. We would have no railways, we'd have no canals, we wouldn't have the steelworks if it wasn't for immigrants that came into this country. So we should celebrate that diversity and say we are all the children of immigrants.